I will now call the October 21st, 2024 Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. Please stand for the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all. Are there any changes to the agenda this evening?
No, sir.
Entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Dawson?
Aye.
And I too. So the vote of 3-0, agenda is approved. Minutes for August 19th, 2024.
Chairman, I will make a motion to approve the minutes for August 19th, 2024.
Second.
Motion and a second. Dr. Carson?
Aye.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
And I too. A vote of 3-0, the minutes for August 19th, 2024 have been approved. Findings of fact for August 19th, 2024.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve the findings of fact for August 19th, 2024 as presented.
Motion and a second. Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye.
And I too. So the vote of 3-0 will, or we've approved the findings of fact for August 19th, 2024. I would like to take this opportunity to thank Mr. Warfel for his service to the Board of Adjustment. Because of his sickness with one of his children, we'll continue, but he was a good addition to this board, and I just want to make sure that that's said tonight.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I echo those words. This is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are public hearings this evening, and proceed in an orderly fashion and ensure full participation by those present with an interest. Hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated or may result in expulsion from the room. Sussex County and zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, gender identity, or source of income. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the board in its deliberations. Each application being the applicant be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant then present the case, explain the request, present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory for variance or special use exception. Copies of the standards can be found on the rear of the room for your convenience. The board may ask questions of the applicant and witnesses. The board will then invite public comments. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or if you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board may then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case will be voted on our table for consideration at a future meeting. All board matters are asked and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay at the evening or remain online to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board in the morning for the result. These proceedings are available to be viewed live on the net. If the board renders a decision this evening, please be advised that that decision will be final until the written findings of fact are approved by the board and follow the board's hearing. Any action taken prior to the filing of the written findings of fact and expert in the applicable appeal period is taken at the property owner's risk. Here this evening, if you have a cell phone or pager, we ask that you turn it off for the duration of the meeting. And note that when you come up to the podium, you'll need to hit the button so that your light lights green. That means that your microphone is on. Thank you.